The study this month is when the super invades the natural. How many here tonight agree that we serve a super God? And when the super God invades the natural circumstances of your life, the supernatural power of God will go into effect in your life. Could you say amen?
Amen.
Tonight we're going to be looking at Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. If you've got a Bible, you can turn there. If not, I'll give you a brief overview about Daniel. After the destruction of Jerusalem in 605 BC, the Israelites were taken into captivity by Nebuchadnezzar during the Babylonian exile. They had gotten into idolatry, you know, Israel, Judah. They had served other gods, and so they were taken into Babylonian exile. During this time, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego entered the king's service. They entered the service of Nebuchadnezzar. And the word of God says that Nebuchadnezzar found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. Daniel chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. Daniel 1, 19 through 20. So they found favor. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found favor with Nebuchadnezzar. Now, during the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, he set up a golden image. He set up an image of gold, and all the leaders of his kingdom assembled for the dedication of this golden image. So Nebuchadnezzar was trying to promote idolatry in the nation of Babylon. This is found in Daniel 3, verse 3. So we're going to pick up at Daniel 3, verse 4. Daniel 3, verse 4. We're going to kind of go through Daniel 3, verse by verse tonight. Daniel 3, verse 4. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, "This is what you are commanded to do, O peoples, nations, and men of every language. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kind of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace." This sounds pretty serious, right? Would you agree?
Yes.
All right. "Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and all kinds of music, all the peoples and nations and men of every language fell down and worshiped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. You have issued a decree, O king, that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, harp, pipes, and all kind of music must fall down and worship the image of gold. And that whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into a blazing furnace.'" Verse 12 of Daniel 3. "But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego," the three Jewish boys, right? "who pay no attention to you, O king. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up." Here's the key, verse 13. "Furious with rage," we're going to read verses 13 through 15. "Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, 'Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, harp, pipes, and all kind of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" Let's go back to verse 13. Because the three Hebrew boys would not bow down to the golden image, it says that Nebuchadnezzar in verse 13 was furious with rage. He was angered. He was irate. Who does Nebuchadnezzar represent? Nebuchadnezzar represents the devil, the enemy, and Babylon represents the kingdom of darkness. You agree with that tonight? He threatens to throw them into a blazing furnace if they don't worship his image. So Nebuchadnezzar represents the devil, right? The enemy. What did Jesus say about the devil? Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I have come to give you life and to give you life to the fullest. The thief comes to kill. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to kill the three Hebrew boys because they would not bow down to his golden image. What does Peter write in 1 Peter 5:8? Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. This Nebuchadnezzar was that devil prowling like a lion looking to devour the three Hebrew boys. Is that making sense? Because they would not bow down to his image. They would not do the ungodly thing they were wanting him to do. They would not participate, if you would, in idolatry. So friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, when you stand up for what is right, when you stand up for what is right, and you do not bow to the world's ways, guess what? The world will get upset. If you stand up for what is right, not killing, not murdering, standing up for life, not doing drugs and alcohol with that ungodly crowd, when you stand up for godly family values, the enemy will get upset with you. The world will talk down on you. The world will mock you. But there's good news. In the end, with God, we win. God is faithful. God has got your back. I'm here to encourage you tonight, like the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I encourage you, I preach tonight, to stand up for what is right. Stand up for godly values and family. Stand up for life. Stand up for doing the right thing. Stand up to living godly in an ungodly world. Could you say amen here tonight?
Amen.
We're going to go to verse 16. Verse 16 of Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, furthermore, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods nor worship the image of gold that you have set up. Let's look at that again. Verse 17. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, Nebuchadnezzar, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. What were the three Hebrew boys saying in this verse? Verse 17. What were they doing to Nebuchadnezzar? They said, the God we serve, the creator of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is able to save us from this blazing furnace. And he will rescue us. What were they doing? The three Hebrew boys were making a bold statement of faith. And that's what faith is. Faith is that knowing that you know deep down on the inside that God is going to come through for you. God will rescue us from your hand. They didn't say God may or God could or God would, maybe, possibly God will rescue us. They said, no, God definitively will rescue us from your hand. They were making a bold proclamation of their faith in the Almighty God. Is that good news here tonight?
Yes.
And what pleases God? Faith pleases God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, you may be facing a fiery circumstance in your life. You may be facing a fire in your life tonight, like the three Hebrew boys. Your fire might be a cancer diagnosis. It may be a diagnosis of diabetes. Maybe your fire tonight is a lost job. Maybe it's lost finances, a lost vehicle, lost housing. Maybe your fire tonight is you're facing a divorce. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's lost money. Maybe your fire tonight is tormenting fear. But friend, like the three Hebrew boys, you have got to walk and talk your faith based on God's word, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. Is that making sense here tonight? You've got to say, my God will deliver me. My God will heal me of cancer. My God will restore this broken relationship. My God will restore this lost job. My God will remove tormenting fear from my life. You've got to make a bold declaration of your faith like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. Amen? Is that good news here tonight? You've got to talk your faith based on the written word of God. You've got to walk your faith, and you've got to talk your faith. You've got to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Jesus came to give me life and life to the fullest. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. You've got to speak the word of faith based on the written word of God. Is that making sense here tonight? You've got to make a bold proclamation of your faith to the enemy, to the world, who's wanting you to bow down to their ways. Amen? Amen. Personally, in my own life, for 14 years, I lived in a pretty tough neighborhood here in Tulsa. And it was tough in a lot of ways. It was tough with some of the neighbors and with some of the leadership in that neighborhood. And it was just a tough 14 years. We've all been there, right? We've all been in tough, fiery circumstances, right? Lived in a tough neighborhood, and God miraculously, I knew God was going to deliver me, rescue me from it. And miraculously, last December, we were able to buy a home in a nice neighborhood of Tulsa. It's great living there. And I'm telling you tonight that God will rescue. God will deliver you from the situation, from the fire you may be facing tonight, whatever that fire might be. Only you and God may know it. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's go to verse 19 of Daniel chapter 3. Verse 19 of Daniel chapter 3. Then Nebuchadnezzar, who's the devil, right, was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these guys were all tied up, ready to be thrown into this blazing furnace 7 times hotter than normal. Verse 22, the king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men firmly tied fell into the blazing furnace. So they're all tied up. They fall into this blazing furnace, which is 7 times hotter than normal. Verse 24, then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire? They replied, certainly, O king. He said, verse 25, look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the God. Many believe that 4th man was Jesus Christ, God the Son, that showed up in the midst of their fire. That's awesome, isn't it? Yeah. They were not even harmed at all by the fire. Not one hair was singed on their bodies because the 4th man, Jesus Christ, showed up in the middle of their fire. Friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, you've got to walk your faith. You have got to talk your faith on a daily basis. You've got to be in the Word of God consistently to build up your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You have got to talk your faith based on this word. The God that I serve is able to deliver me. The God that I serve can take this cancer away. The God that I serve can reconcile this broken relationship. The God that I serve can restore that lost job. The God that I serve can bring that estranged spouse back into my life. The God that I serve can give me peace at night so that I can sleep. Amen? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I'm here to tell you tonight, when you walk the walk of faith, when you talk faith based on God's word, guess what? The super God, the fourth man, will show up in the fire of your life. Is that good news?
Amen.
When you start talking your faith, when you start walking your faith, when you keep quoting the word of God in your life, the fourth man is going to show up in the fiery natural circumstance of your life, and the supernatural power of God is going to go into effect in your life. Amen? How many here tonight are believing God for a miracle in their life? How many tonight need the supernatural power of God in their life? Remember, we serve a super God. We serve a super God. Like the three Hebrew boys, we have got to declare our faith. You've got to make a bold declaration of your faith. If you boldly declare your faith, if you stand up for what is right and you don't bow to the world's ways of doubt and negativity and pessimism, guess what? The fourth man, Jesus Christ, God the Son, is going to show up in your natural fiery circumstance. When the super God gets involved in your natural situation, God is super, he gets involved in the natural circumstance of your life, the supernatural power of God will go into effect to deliver you. Could you say amen?
Amen.
There's a breakthrough around the corner in your life. You've got to have that faith on the inside. You've got to know that you know that you know deep down on the inside that as you speak your faith, as you walk your faith, the fourth man, Jesus Christ, is going to show up on the scene in your life. Amen?
Amen.
He's got something good in store for you. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is
good.
Amen? 1 Peter 5:9, one scripture to close it off here. 1 Peter 1:9, pretty much just kind of summarizing what I've been talking about. 1 Peter 5:9, it says, resist him, who? The devil, standing firm in the faith. How do you resist the devil? Like the three Hebrew boys did, by standing firm in your faith in God. Standing firm in your faith in the Almighty God. Amen? God has got something wonderful for you. But you've got to know that you know deep down on the inside that God is going to do this great thing for you. The super God wants to invade the natural fire of your life. But he will intervene, he will invade when you start speaking faith. When you take a bold proclamation of faith in God, God will intervene in the natural circumstance of your life, and the supernatural will go into effect. Amen?
Amen.
Don't give up on God. Don't give up believing in God. I mean, it might be a month that you've been believing for the miracle. It might be a year. Abraham waited 25 years for the promised son, and you've been waiting 2 years or 5 years or 10 years. Keep on keeping on. Don't give up your faith in the Almighty God. You know what? God is right on time. He's not early. He's not late. God is right on time. It's never too late with the Almighty God. Amen?
Amen.
God has got something wonderful in store for your life. And friend, you've got to strengthen your faith. You've got to build up your faith. You've got to be reading the Word of God on a consistent basis. How do you strengthen your faith? Read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Read Acts. Read the Gospels. Study the life of Jesus. Study the ministry of Jesus. Memorize Scripture. As you read the Word of God, your faith will be built up on the inside. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And friend, I'm here to tell you that if you live a life of faith, if you walk the walk of faith, If you talk the talk of faith by being in the Word of God, the fourth man, Jesus Christ, will show up and he will rescue you. Amen? He will bring about that miracle in your life that you are so desperately needing. We serve a miracle-working God. We serve a God who specializes in making impossible situations possible. Amen?
Amen.
Got to be getting into God's Word on a consistent basis. On a consistent basis. God has got something wonderful for you. You're not on this earth by accident. You're not on this earth by mistake. You're not a spare part in this world. You're not a spare part in the body of Christ. You are on this earth with a God-given divine destiny and purpose. Your purpose in this world is not to hang out at the shelter for the rest of your life. To just hang out, sit, and twiddle your thumbs. That's not God's purpose for your life. God has got something special for you. His purpose for you may be as simple as sharing the gospel one-on-one with somebody who is lost on a consistent basis. That's an awesome purpose. That's an awesome destiny. But not just to sit here all day and just twiddle those thumbs. Is that making sense?
Yes.
You are the apple of God's eye. And friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that we talked about natural fires, the natural fire that the three Hebrew boys were facing. And I want to bring it even closer to home tonight spiritually. You know, there's an eternal fire that awaits those who don't follow Jesus Christ. There's a heaven where God is. It's wonderful. There's no more pain. There's no more sorrow. There's peace and joy forevermore in heaven. And on the other hand, there's also a hell where the devil is, where there are flames of fire. And none of us want to go there. Amen?
Amen?
We want to escape the flames of hell. I want to. How about you?
Yes.
So what do you need to do? You need to put your faith in Jesus Christ. You need to make a bold declaration of your faith in Jesus Christ and say, you know what? I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I am a disciple of Christ. I am a part of the kingdom of God. I follow God. I love Jesus. I'm not going to bow to the world's ways. You've got to make a bold declaration of your faith in Jesus, and you will escape eternal damnation.